Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're talking about the first journalist reviews of the new Plaid Model S. We've also got an update on the battery capacity. We'll talk about some details behind that. We've got an update from Dan Ives on Tesla stock, an update on Giga Berlin, news on Tesla's referral program, and an interesting tweet from Elon Musk that has caused a lot of speculation, I'll say. Quick look at the stock. Tesla today finishing up about 2% to $616.60. That compared to the NASDAQ, also a strong day, up 0.9%. All right, let's start off here with the initial reviews of the Plaid Model S. So we have one from Motor Trend, we have one from automotive journalist Jason Camisa. Whenever Tesla has a new vehicle, I always look forward to these. It's kind of a nice time to celebrate what Tesla has done with that new vehicle. And unlike, you know, what we see business news-wise from CNBC or Reuters, this is automotive news, so their writing is just a different style. There's a lot of superlatives, nice compliments towards Tesla, and sometimes some really beautiful writing, which again, you tend not to see too much in business news. We'll look at Motor Trend's review here first. So, of course, the question that everyone has on their mind around this vehicle is, can it actually do 0 to 60 in under 2 seconds? Motor Trend's answer, yes, but with some stipulations. So they actually spent kind of the first, I don't know, half or third of this article talking about the requirements that they had for their 0 to 60 test run, which I think unfortunately detracts a little bit from their main takeaways, which of course we'll talk about as well. But they spent a fair amount of time talking about how Tesla wanted them to run on a specific track with specific test conditions, one of those conditions being that the drag strip needed to be prepared with VHT, which Motor Trend says is a, quote, thick black grippy resin that allows cars to accelerate quicker than is possible on normal roads, end quote. Framed that way, it does look a little bit manipulative or suspect, but it's not like VHT is uncommon. This is a substance that most drag strips are using and using in competition, so this is not some unusual thing in quarter mile races. It's just not how Motor Trend tests their cars, so they wanted to make sure that that part was clear. So understanding that, they write, quote, the Plaid Model S zips down the quarter mile in a staggeringly quick 9.25 seconds at 152.6 miles per hour. The run from 0 to 60 miles per hour happens just 1.98 seconds after the brutally hard launch. The Plaid covers distance so quickly, it's difficult to even register what's happening. The yoke gets light in your hands, your neck muscles strain as your helmeted head digs into the headrest, and your surroundings blur into mere shapes and colors as a quarter mile of pavement vanishes underneath you, end quote. So with a small caveat, there is the third-party verification of Tesla's stated time. Of course, that does include the one-foot rollout. That's standard. Some people like to complain about that, but Tesla did not invent that concept. And yes, it did require some specific circumstances, but that's just kind of the nature of the game when you get down into these record-breaking times. Of course, you're going to report the best possible time under the best conditions. That's the nature of how records are made. Anyway, Tesla did let Motor Trend have the car the following day for a test under more normal Motor Trend conditions, about which they wrote, quote, once ready and in its cheetah stance, the Model S Plaid's launch is drama-free, even without the added advantage of VHT. The electric car accelerates from 0 to 60 miles per hour in just 2.07 seconds, more than 0.2 second quicker than our previous record holder, end quote. So for all that attention on VHT, they ended up with a 0 to 60 time less than a tenth of a second slower without it. And remember, this is a stock production vehicle, not to mention a four-door sedan. Motor Trend writes, quote, cheater surface or not, the time is staggeringly impressive. Even more impressive and true to Tesla's word, the Plaid is capable of posting those times consistently, never varying by more than a fraction of a second or so each time we rocketed down the strip. We've never tested a car so robotic in its consistency, end quote. So remember a couple days back, we talked about similar comments from Unplugged Performance talking about how the power was not relenting after some time on the track. Obviously, Tesla's always had incredible acceleration figures, but the diminished repeatability of that has left them open to criticism in more of the racing type community or when compared to other high performance vehicles. So Tesla, rightly or wrongly, has kind of been considered to be a one trick pony with that acceleration. Tesla seems to have really taken that criticism to heart with the development of the Plaid, setting out to change that with the Plaid, and they seem to have made really great progress. So it's going to be fun to see these cars get out there, get tested on the tracks, and see if Tesla can start changing a little bit of that narrative. Acceleration aside, Motor Trend continues on here to write, quote, ironically, the breathtaking straight line achievements distract from another monumental achievement. The Model S Plaid is quite simply the best Tesla yet. It doesn't matter if you're cruising down the highway, slogging through city traffic, or slicing down your favorite back road, the Model S Plaid delivers no matter what you ask it to do. On the highway and around town, the 2022 Tesla Model S Plaid is comfortable, quiet, and a delightful place to pass the miles. Thanks to its air suspension and adaptive dampers, the ride is supple and well-controlled over all but the most brutal of impacts, end quote. One of the only things that Motor Trend didn't love was that yoke steering wheel, so they said at high speeds, fine, no issues, but at low speeds, they said it was a total pain to use, wishing for a quicker steering ratio or a variable ratio steering system. Funnily enough, Elon actually replied to Everyday Astronaut on Twitter today asking about a progressive steering ratio with a yoke, Elon said, quote, I've been driving with the yoke for a while and it's great in my opinion. Progressive steering would require complex gearing or drive-by-wire without direct mechanical link. We'll aim for that in a few years, end quote. So I know a lot of people were hoping for that progressive steering ratio or steer-by-wire in the Plaid Model S. Looks like that is confirmed to not be the case. Elon saying maybe in a few years, but certainly doesn't feel like a high priority based on that comment. My personal thoughts on the yoke, I think it's something I would love to use and get a better understanding of, but it's probably something that you get used to over time and eventually don't even really notice. Kind of how everybody at first complained about the lack of a center instrument cluster on the Model 3, and now you'll see the occasional mention of it every now and again, but obviously most people don't seem to really care too much. Anyway, back to Motor Trend, they wrap it all up with their verdict, saying, quote, although the 2022 Tesla Model S Plaid didn't deliver a sub 2.0 second 0-60 time on a typical asphalt, at least not yet, it's no less of a striking achievement for the California-based automaker. The quickest car we've ever tested is a $150,000 five-seat sedan, not some multi-million dollar carbon fiber encrusted road missile. It's remarkably well-rounded, exhibiting a combination of comfort, luxury, performance, and efficiency that remained a sci-fi fantasy in 2013 when we named the Model S the Motor Trend Car of the Year. Regardless of how much you care about acceleration numbers and how they're achieved, perhaps the most important takeaway is that the Model S Plaid is absolutely among the best cars on the market today. End quote. So great initial review there from Motor Trend. Let's take a quick look at Jason Camisa. This is a quick hitter. This is just on Instagram. Not a lot of wasted words here, so I'm just going to quickly paraphrase the whole thing. Starts off, verdict, Tesla Model S Plaid. Sorry, S-Class, your reign is over. Tesla has released basically no info on the Plaid except the horsepower, less than 2 seconds 0-60. I can verify that it's easily the fastest car in the world, ever, of all time, with nothing else close. I banged off a 2.14 second 0-60 with the V-Box, with a passenger, with the AC blasting, with only 63% battery, after climbing a mountain. I have no doubt the magazines are going to see sub 2 second runs, but that's not the big deal. The big deal is that the speed does not relent. Plaid Model S pulls as hard from 100 miles per hour as a Model 3 performance does from 30. It just doesn't stop pulling. But it's not a one-trick pony. The new interior is a genuinely huge improvement, combining the best of the Model 3 and Model Y user experience with some great new features and the fastest responding screen I've ever seen. The yoke, no big deal if you normally drive with your hands at 9 and 3 until you go to park the thing, then you grab for the rim that's not there. Gimmick. Auto gear selection worked way better than I expected. Highway cruising is obscenely quiet and the ride is incredible. Criticism, a little too much spring for the dampers, so the ride gets flinty over bumps in its most aggressive setting, but that's nitpicking. This is a hell of a luxury sedan. Handling way improved, great body control, some understeer, aggressive electronic stability control that you really want at this level of power, but I'd want it off for a track. On slow mountain roads, you don't feel any torque vectoring from the rear, but you do get torque steer up front through the yoke. The seats are supportive, the rear seat is no longer a park bench, the car had not one squeak or rattle. Jason wraps it all up by saying, quote, judged as a sheer unbeatingly fast everyday luxury car, I must say with apologies to Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Bugatti, Mercedes-Benz, and every automaker on the planet, good luck catching up. You'll need it. And at $130,000, nobody has a chance. End quote. So a couple of little nitpicks there, but pretty stellar reviews and well-rounded reviews there, both from Motor Trend and from Jason Camisa. There was one other element of the Motor Trend article that I wanted to save until we got through the reviews, and that was their mention of the battery pack size. So this is something that we've been speculating on going all the way back to January when Tesla announced the refresh. So remember at that time, I had pointed out that the weight on the new versions had dropped pretty significantly, a couple hundred pounds, and yet despite the reduced weight and a lower coefficient of drag, the range pretty much stayed the same. So I put that into a table here now. So the long range Model S, for example, 250 pounds less weight, 5% less weight, but only a 1% greater range again with that lower coefficient of drag. So one of the details from the Motor Trend article here, they said that there is a 100 kilowatt hour pack in the Plaid versus about 104 kilowatt hours on the Model S Performance that it replaces. Side note, they did have the 21 inch wheels that lowers the efficiency, 348 mile EPA range on that, and they said that they found that to be generally accurate in their own tests. Anyway, on the battery there, sounds like Tesla cut out 4 kilowatt hours, about 4% smaller battery. If we assume at the cell level, Tesla's somewhere around 300 watt hours per kilogram, the exact number not super important, but somewhere around that level. Cutting out 4 kilowatt hours of battery will save about 30 pounds just at the cell level, and that's not accounting for the additional weight from having a larger module or larger pack. So obviously that's going to save Tesla some money, they're going to be able to get more cars out of the same amount of batteries, and it explains a portion of the weight reduction. I'm sure the rest of that is coming from things in the interior, from the motor. You've got the lithium ion 12 volt battery, I'm sure that's saving a significant amount of weight. I'm sure there's changes to the wiring and things like that. So I don't know, maybe the battery is about a fourth of that, and then the rest from other components. So I thought it was great to get that information. A couple other things here. Elon on Twitter today did note that people that had Plaid Plus orders that have to now convert over to just Plaid orders, they will not be charged the additional $10,000 for the recent price increase that we had. So really glad Elon saw tweets about that and has made that decision. It would be very unfair, in my opinion, for Tesla to charge them that higher price. Lastly, on Plaid, a couple people have started to spot in the parts catalog some updates for the Plaid Model S, and it looks like there may be a Plaid track package in the works with some zero-G tires here showing up in the part catalog. And then it also specifies a part for the liftgate that says no active aero, implying that maybe there would be a part that eventually does have active aero control on that liftgate, which of course is something that we have seen Tesla testing out on the track in the past. So we'll watch for any updates on that. Moving on from the Plaid, Wedbush's Dan Ives, who I believe has a $1,000 price target on the stock, was on CNBC today and actually saw some misreporting on this. So I did just want to clarify, it seems to have emanated from a Twitter account called Squawk Square, who tweeted today, quote, "Breaking, Dan Ives on CNBC just now said that Tesla is a $5 trillion green title company within the next 10 years. That would be a stock price of around $4,000, end quote. This is not what Dan Ives said. He was being more general. He was talking about a $5 trillion green title wave, that tidal wave being a general tailwind for Tesla stock. So he was asked about Tesla's underperformance so far this year. Here is what he said to CNBC.
You got VW and others. So I think the street's digesting just more and more competition. But when I look at Tesla, it's a $5 trillion green tidal wave over the next decade. They're going to continue to lead that charge. Despite all the skeptics, I do believe China continues to show strength in the month of June and going into second half. And that's another one. That's why we have a $1,000 price target on Tesla. I think there's just a painful digestion period rather than the end of this bull cycle, just given where we view EV still in kind of the first, second inning of playing out.
So $5 trillion green tidal wave with Tesla leading that charge, very different from Ives saying that Tesla's going to be a $5 trillion company. This idea of green tidal wave is not new from Ives. You can see it here in this Bloomberg clip back from April 1st. And just to show the generality, this was in response to a question about the Biden infrastructure plan.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to kick off what we believe is a green tidal wave. In terms of the whole ecosystem, I think in terms of Tesla and GM.
So again, just wanted to make sure that was clear because I did see it getting picked up and repeated a lot of different places today. I would also just encourage general caution from that Squawk Square account. I've seen tweets from that before that have not been correct. And I think people think it's some sort of official market source because of the name and because of the similarity with Squawk on the Street. But I'm pretty sure it's just an individual, so keep that in mind in the future. Nothing, of course, against getting information from individuals. I am also an individual, but just felt like that was misinterpreted today. Speaking of getting information from individuals, we've got an update here from Alex Boyd on Twitter. He's followed Giga Berlin very closely, and he is saying that the start of production for Giga Berlin is planned currently for early November this year. So obviously take that for what it's worth, but Alex has had good information in the past. He also here notes that two different Model Y versions and production lines are planned or are prepared. The rest of the information there is paywalled, so I'm not sure exactly what that means, but something to keep an eye out for more information on. All right, last couple of things here. First, just a couple of interesting tweets, I would say, from Elon Musk. We know Elon has made some cryptic tweets in the past. Yesterday, he tweeted, quote, "Let's just skip original video games and movies and go straight to the sequel," end quote. All right, on the face of it, that sounds innocent enough, but there have been theories that the video games piece would be GameStop, movies, being AMC, obviously two meme stocks that have skyrocketed, high short interest, etc. Tesla certainly having a bit of a short squeeze during the last year as well. So maybe the sequel here that Elon is referring to would be a second part of Tesla short squeeze. Supporting that idea to some extent was a reply to Elon's original tweet from someone else saying, "I meant hashtag GME, hashtag AMC, hint," and including a GIF of Elon saying, "to the moon," from his SNL appearance. And Elon replied to that saying, quote, "Hello, I'm Clark Kent," end quote. So GME, AMC being GameStop and AMC tickers, some people taking Elon replying to a mention of that as confirmation that that is what he was talking about. And here we are, now I have to cover it on Tesla Daily. Interestingly, Elon has also changed his Twitter username to Elon Musk II. So a fair amount of sequel related content on Elon's Twitter right now. I've also seen theories that by sequel, Elon Musk is referring to another stock split, or that the second in his username is now referring to the second quarter deliveries. Obviously, we're in Q2 right now, and the second quarter deliveries are likely to be published on July 2nd. And I've seen theories that maybe he's having another child with Grimes. So pick your poison, I guess. As you can tell by now, hopefully by my tone, I'm not really reading too much into these. I'm not saying those theories are impossible or anything like that, but I'm bullish enough on Tesla, I'm not gonna change any of my strategies based on any of these tweets. So to me, it's probably not worth a whole lot of time to speculate around. The one thing that I would add, though, is that back in May of 2018, Elon did write, quote, "Oh, and a short burn of the century coming soon. Flamethrowers should arrive just in time." Adding, quote, "Looks like sooner than expected. The sheer magnitude of short carnage will be unreal. If you're short, I suggest tiptoeing quietly to the exit." End quote. Now, obviously, Elon was extremely right about those tweets in hindsight, but again, that was mid-May 2018. People would have been fine being short and actually probably made money being short for almost 2 years after that. So even if Elon is referring to some sort of second short squeeze, sequel short squeeze here, doesn't necessarily mean that it would be anytime soon, looking at that past track record. Short interest now as a percent of float is also much lower than it used to be. A lot of theories out there about how that may actually be a little bit underreported, but I still don't think it's anywhere near the scenario that we had before. So those are my thoughts on that. Last thing here is just a quick update to Tesla's referral program. I was looking at this yesterday, I happened to notice. In Tesla's drop-down table here that explains all of the different referral programs over time, you can see that there is a new section here grouping the Model S, Model 3, Model X, and Model Y in the correct order there. Nice job, Tesla. Any of those vehicles ordered on or after June 1st, 2021, only receive 1,000 miles of free supercharging for the referrer. That removes language that Tesla had previously for the referrer, saying that there was a chance to win a Model Y monthly or Roadster supercar quarterly for each referral. So it makes sense that particular element was probably not a huge driver of anything. Obviously not as well suited for me personally, but that's okay. So that is it for today. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday, June 18th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.